The Registrar of the Ghana Medical and Dental Council, Dr. Eli Atukwe, has asked individuals and institutions to report people who they suspect to be fake health professionals to the council for sanction. It's as though the Dental Council has a mechanism of tracking down quack doctors in the system. It is the responsibility of institutions and the public to report such people as soon as they are fished out. He spoke with Agatha Samoa.
Should any individual's right be abused, there are structures at the institutional level. All institutions have, you know, systems to address issues of alleged professional negligence. Then the individual, it has the right to make complaints to specific regulators, to the offender or the alleged offender, be a doctor or a physician assistant. A complaint could be made to the Medical and Dental Council, a nurse or midwife to the Nursing and Midwifery Council, a pharmacist or a pharmacy technician to the Pharmacy Council.
If you agree with me or correct me if I'm wrong, cases of quack health professionals are often detected in the private sector. What has been the level of collaboration between your outfit and the private sector?
You know, interestingly, whether a practitioner works in the public sector or the private sector, that practitioner is required to be registered by the Medical and Dental Council if that individual purports to be a doctor. So there is very good collaboration between the Medical and Dental Council that regulate the doctors and the dentists and physician assistants. Most often, when people request to work in specific institution, the onus lies on that institution to request for verification.